there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Wow. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host once again. And I'll tell you what, it's getting crazy out there, guys, just like we said. And things are going to get crazier, so we've got to stand and fight. Today is Sunday, once again, the 17th of July. I'm in the studio here with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Linda, and good morning, Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on the blended glide path with an inappropriate assumption of solvency for quite some time, with a soft guarantee of improbable financial stability post-employment, becoming a rapid descent into the unfunded pit of hell, and even more so with the latest news.
And he jumped off last week. He wasn't on that path. Yeah, he was hiding out somewhere.
He was hiding out. Yeah, he told us he was camping, but, you
know.
Yeah. Whatever. Shut camping. Up. Yeah, camping. That's it. That's the ticket. We made a fire. That was it.
There was a fire there.
Marshmallows. Roasted some marshmallows. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So anyway, you're listening to KCNR. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, so you can go find those on the website. You can also friend me at Sovereign Mind on Facebook. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane, but that's going to change. There were some issues there. So
yeah, I believe that the building that the church is in sold, and they're moving, and we're not sure exactly where we're going. We're finding a place, though.
Wow, we're just getting reports of another shooting. I guess this is where, New Orleans?
Baton Rouge, right outside the police department headquarters.
Another shooting of police officers, three dead, seven wounded. This thing just gets worse and worse and worse. I hate to say I told you so on this crap, but it's like I told you freaking so. You know, I mean, this is going to get worse because we have a traitor in the White House. We have traitors in our Congress and our Senate. It's that simple. And if you don't believe it, then just stay tuned because it just keeps on happening. And it's all interrelated. These guys, and we have a hacked email from one of the BLM leaders. BLM sounds like the Bureau of Land Management.
I know. I think of that every time I hear that at first.
It's actually Black Lives Matter, you know, which is a paramilitary group at this point. And, with the connections to Islam, anything like that?
Yeah. Yes.
So, anyway.
Well, people just need to look into things because it's not always what it seems to appear with what's going on in the world, you know.
Well,
there's other agendas going on here.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even really have anything to do with Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
It's a communist agitators that are attempting to provoke a racial situation in this country for the seeking the formation and declaration of martial law.
Yeah.
And go ahead and don't believe that and don't listen, just like you haven't believed or listened to anything else that we've said that's come true.
When is our guest coming on?
11. 11, I think.
Okay, good. So let's
10 or 11. I have to look. I think it's 11.
So
I'll double check here.
I just sent Bob a video here. We want to play about 4 minutes of it. And these are hacked emails from a pre-planned attack. The summer of chaos that begins in Dallas. If you can pull that up, Bob, let's listen to this. This comes from the Dollar Vigilante, I believe. Very interesting.
It was only 2 days ago that we brought focus on the Black Lives Matter leaked documents showing they were planning, in concert with the Obama regime, a summer of chaos. We wrote, Black Lives Matter leader DeRay McKesson had two of his email accounts hacked recently. They showed that they are planning to create massive unrest during this election period in something they call the Summer of Chaos. The leaked documents show that Soros-embraced Black Lives Matter wants to create so much chaos that martial law will be instituted and the elections canceled. Chaos is the goal in order to destabilize the populace. And 2 days later, on 7/7, the magic number 7, the opening shots were fired in Dallas, Texas, just as we predicted.
But asking you to think about the magic 7.
During an evening rally of Black Lives Matter to protest two deadly police shootings, a sniper or snipers took aim from rooftops and killed or wounded numerous government law enforcers. Following all the trappings of past false flag attacks, the supposed sniper was killed, blown up in fact, before we could gain any information from him. But as I said earlier, two top Black Lives Matter activists had their email and Twitter accounts hijacked last month, and it showed their plans, in concert with U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, to cause massive riots and unrest in what they termed the Summer of Chaos. Black Lives Matter leader DeRay McKesson confirmed that his Twitter and email accounts were hacked. The hackers released some private messages between DeRay McKesson and a BLM activist, where they discuss how they have 10,000 people ready to be bused into Cleveland for the Republican National Convention to cause so much problems that they will shut it down. The apparent goal is to cause so many problems in this summer of chaos as to cancel the upcoming U.S. elections and institute martial law, as can be seen by this further correspondence. And they refer to their correspondence with Mrs. Lynch on it all. Of course, that could be any Mrs. Lynch, or it could be U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Now, in just the first days of July, Two black men were gunned down by police, and two high-quality videos of it were streamed or immediately posted to the internet. Black Lives Matter protests sprung up nearly instantaneously, and in the case of Dallas, a sniper or snipers quickly deployed and began killing police. Rather than deploying their own SWAT team to try to take out the sniper, the police decided to send countless police cars in the area of the building where they sat as sitting ducks. Then, according to the police, they negotiated with him for a few hours while he told them he wanted to kill white cops. They then sent a robot up to the building with a bomb and blew him up. I'm not going so far as to say this was certainly a false flag attack, nor that this was part of the BLM plans that were leaked during the hack of their accounts. But this does have all the trappings of a typical false flag attack and meets every checkbox on the governmental agenda. The shooter? He was former military. Check. They've already been pronounced to be probably terrorist suspects. He claimed, according to the police, to hate white people. Check. Race war incitement. And he used a long gun to carry out the act. Check again. Gun control agenda. Don't forget, too, that Black Lives Matter is funded by George Soros, the king of funding and creating riots, coups, and regime changes.
Yeah, we'll cut it off right there. So, wow. Now the lady that was speaking there at the first about the number seven is Christine Lagarde, who is one of the principals in the International Monetary Fund, and she is known for making for numerology and using numbers to predict events and other things. And so it just so happens the seven. I'm not sure I'm buying any of that, but at the same time, it's like
Well, the thing is it doesn't matter whether you buy it.
It matters whether they believe it.
They believe it.
So the magic number seven has some significant meaning, according to the person who's running the International Monetary Fund. You can look it up. Google Christine Lagarde, magic number seven. I mean, there's all kinds of videos about it. But the real deal is that these emails that were hacked, show that they're talking about Lynch. That couldn't be Loretta Lynch, could it? And we know that these emails, we know that this is the administration's agenda, to cause chaos. Because what else has he been doing? I mean, divide, conquer, all of that stuff. So it's getting to the point where you can't really deny this. And are these guys operating in our best interest? I don't think they ever were. It becomes painfully obvious that they don't really give a crap about the American people at this point. They give a crap about power. They give a damn about a lot of things, but it certainly isn't us.
Well, what is there to deny at this point? I'm so tired of people running around and going, oh, I don't like to get into conspiracies, and I don't like the tinfoil hats. What's tinfoil hat? Let's look at facts. Black Lives Matter is murdering police officers. Black Lives Matter is causing riots and public disruption all over this country. Our President Barack Obama has had Black Lives Matter in the White House to congratulate them on what a wonderful job he's doing. It was on the news of the mainstream media of him doing that. What is there to deny?
Right, and Obama's call for more gun control as a solution, because the Second Amendment, is bad, because people who can defend themselves and are armed to protect themselves are the problem.
And everything that's going on, you see that who is funding it? Once again, who is funding it?
Well, yeah.
Behind the scenes, I mean, with all the chaos that's going on.
Well, the head Nazi of the world, George Soros.
Yeah. Well, Ben Carson came out with a video this last week, basically saying he's saying that he warns that more events like this are going to happen and will continue because there are terror cells and professional agitators in the United States. He warns that these entities are trying to pit Americans against each other when basically we're not all enemies, but that's what the whole idea is, to whip up a bunch of people into a lather against each other and make it a racial issue, so it's black against the white, so that we can cause all of the civil unrest and disrupt the Republican National Convention. Gee, do they want Trump to get in there?
No.
Is there a fact pattern here that are we the only ones that can see this? I mean, at what point in time do you go, the head honcho over there in the White House is trying to cause this to happen?
He's not trying. He's doing a good job of it.
Doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, as we've been saying, I think there's a great many people that are afraid that what we're saying is true. But there's not a great many people that believe what we're saying is true. But I think more and more are coming to the realization that we're right on target.
But I think that our guest that we have on, Nathan, at 11, is going to shed some light on that. There's a lot more going on than what we know of the good stuff, of people standing together.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not in the media. You know, the general public doesn't get that information, so they don't know, you know, how many of us there really are,
well,
nor do we.
Here's a little story. Okay, this is an exclusive from Kyle Olson from the American Mirror. And just a cozy little story here about the BLM. That's the Black Lives Matter leader. Lives in a home owned by Soros, an Open Society board member. So I know, just coinky-dink that he's living in a home owned by Soros, who's funding this stuff. And, you know, these guys are just, they're just, you know, want to make everything right for the black people.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, if they really cared, would they be going about it the way that they're doing it?
Yeah. So that would be DeRay McKinnison, and the same one that got the emails hacked and referring to Lynch. And, of course, that's probably not, have nothing to do with, Loretta Lynch because, come on. You know,
just because they're holding hands and everything doesn't mean that there's any connection here or anything going on,
and then you find out that James Comey is, a board member of HSBC, the banking institution, that happens to be funding the Clinton Foundation. This is all just a big conspiracy theory, right?
And was one of the chief executives that managed to avoid prosecution when HSBC got tagged for being one of the biggest money launderers for terrorist organizations and drug cartels.
Yeah, felony charges, admit
Once
guilt.
Again,
you know,
they got away with it.
They plead guilty. Nobody goes to jail. You know, they don't even pay the fines.
They just forgot.
But that's just all a big conspiracy theory that, we're no facts to base this on at all. And, there's no divide and conquer strategy. And, we're just crazy.
Yeah. And they've been doing it a long time, unfortunately.
Well, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back. We've got another video from Bill Whittle that's pretty interesting that just came out a couple days ago. And then we'll move on to the next phase of Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the truth and the conspiracy theories that are facts.
If you want to call in and there's something you'd like to talk about or have a comment on, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934. Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate right there. Muse, The Revolution. We played it a little longer than usual on the bumper music because I think we need to understand it's time to fight. It's time to get up and get off your chair, get off your ass, and do something about what's happening here. What's coming down is going to get ugly.
It is ugly.
I was going to say, it's already ugly.
And we need to start getting involved. You need to stand up and fight.
And not be in fear of what they're going to do to you. Because it's going to be worse.
They're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So evidently, they're talking. We just got the word that on Fox News that they're talking on Fox News about the possibility of declaring martial law. And I don't know if y'all know what that means when you declare martial law, but it suspends everybody's rights, suspends the Constitution, could suspend the elections, and guess what? You know, Hugo Chavez rises from the grave in the form of Obama.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad news.
And you know, I mean, this is just all conspiracy theory, right?
I wish we were crazy. I really do.
It would make it easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because then I could just be a happy nut.
Well, and I look at this, you know, from this is from G. Edward Griffin. You know, is this war or theater is the title of this. And, you know, this week's collection of horror stories about mass killings in France and the rise of organized sniper attacks on police and civilians in the U.S. has brought to the mind the word theater. In the classic sense, a theater of war is defined as a geographical area of land, sea, and airspace that is directly involved in war operations. In the Orwellian sense, however, the word theater takes on a meaning of something that is fictional and designed to create a psychological impact on those who observe. There can be little doubt that the second view of is the correct one in terms of current events. If the carnage we are seeing were the result of a real war, the leaders of the government under attack would be in full action to overcome the threat and destroy the enemy. They would seek out the known leaders of these violent groups and the known financiers behind them and put them permanently out of business. Instead, they tolerate, they coddle, and even assist these people to carry out their plans. If this were a real war, the leaders of the EU would not allow millions of so-called migrants in their borders and then protect them from prosecution for their crimes. If this were a real war, American leaders long ago would have locked up violent organizers of military groups like Black Lives Matter and also people like George Soros who fund them. But this is not a real war. It's theater. Its purpose is to create sufficient carnage to frighten the majority into passive acceptance of a police state that is an inevitable outcome. It's not a pretty picture, but we need to know, and that was written by G. Edward Griffin on the 15th.
Well, this is not new. We've actually seen this exact template before, and that was World War I. You take world economies on the verge of collapse. You take a decelerating currency nationwide. You take all of these staged events that are bringing certain populations into a warlike standing. And ready to engage with their neighbors and their enemies over things. We've seen this before. Yeah. 1914, 1915.
Yeah, false flag. So with that, I guess...
We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Terry. You got a comment for us this morning?
Well, actually, I got a couple of things quickly to report. Fox News had an interesting segment just a couple of minutes ago where the reporterette was asking about martial law. And what the person who she was interviewing said about that. Well, to his credit, he said he didn't think it was a good idea, but what he did say was that this attack, and they're finding now this attack was something that was planned. There were three suspects, one's dead. It was planned. They actually got the police to a certain area, and then they started shooting the police. This is something, I mean, you know, a lot of times people talk about conspiracy theories. Well, really and truly, this gentleman who was interviewed on Fox also said he believes a lot of this is coming from the top. It's being fueled by the top, and it needs to be stopped by the top. To me, when we have a president, I can't even believe the despicable behavior of this man as far as fueling Black Lives Matter. And I don't think that it's far-fetched. I mean, things Red was saying as far as it's being linked to the Muslims and everything else. I mean, this whole thing is just so atrocious. But they're saying now that this attack was planned. These police were baited into this area, and they were assassinated.
Well, and that would be a caution to all police out there to be careful and be aware that, you know, these guys could be laying traps out across the nation, especially in light of the emails that were hacked from the leader, this DeRay McKesson, you know, the Black Lives guy who lives in a house funded by Soros, you know, just a quinky-dink. But you're right. I mean, this is what's happening. This is the truth, and people better wake up and start you know, lock and loading and doing whatever they need to, because you know, until we get this president out of the White House and our government under control,
it's not just him though.
Our government under control. I mean, look at what the Congress and the House and the Senate have done. They've done virtually nothing. They're either bought off, on the take, corrupt.
They've actually just added to the problem because they go right along with it.
They could pull this purse away from this guy in a heartbeat. They haven't done it.
If they wanted.
They're complicit.
So, you know, that kind of leads me into the next video here, which is done by Bill Whittle. And so if you can get that keyed up, Bob, and he kind of goes over and talks about Hillary and this and that. But he also talks about, you know, who's going to save us? You know, are we going to save ourselves, or is some government, you know, going to come out of the woodwork, some government agency, you know, with the William Tell Overture playing and, you know, Hardy Hi-Ho Silver and, you know, going to save us all? I think not.
You know, I just want to encourage you guys, you know, with all this going on, it'd be nice to hear from what folks have to say to call into your program. It'd be nice to hear what they have to say. I mean, this whole thing is something like what we're doing with the Jefferson Formation, the Jefferson Assembly that we're having down in Live Oak. That's a good thing where people can go in and voice their ideas and then how we can move ahead for something that's great, for sovereignty. But it'd be nice to hear from folks calling in. If you're out there and weighing in on this, and Mark and Red and Linda, you guys have given it's been a really good program this morning. Thanks again for all you guys do, and hopefully you can get a little bit of interaction here with some of the folks on the phone.
Yeah, that would be great. We would love to get the call-ins and discuss this and see how people feel.
Well, this is a subject I'm not really sure we want to let go of at this point with what's going on there. I mean, when the news comes out and virtually says this was a planned assassination attack, this was planned. You know, it wasn't something that was random. They know it isn't random. There's three suspects. It isn't just one guy, you know, and it isn't a guy that gets blown up, hopefully, to where we can't get some answers. That was something else about that Dallas thing, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, so I hope people start calling in, and thank you guys again for all that you do. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Well, and you think about this latest executive order that was passed, you know, basically saying that the military can attack, you know, the American citizens on American soil. I mean, wow. I mean, how much more evidence do you need that this guy is completely out of control? So go ahead and play the Bill Whittle clip, and we'll come back and talk about this some more.
Let's start by getting one thing out of the way right at the top. There is no question whatsoever that Hillary Clinton committed multiple violations of federal law. For example, U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 101, Section 2071, Paragraph A, says that anyone who removes and doesn't return any federal records, regardless of classification, has committed a felony.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
Paragraph B of that same statute says that anyone who attempts to conceal or destroy these records has committed a second felony, which specifically bars the offender from holding any office in the United States government.
Secretary Clinton said neither she nor anyone else deleted work-related emails from her personal account. Was that true?
There's no doubt that there were work-related emails that were removed electronically from the email system.
And finally, let's talk about U.S. Code Section 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. In order to clear the legal bar for prosecution on that statute, that part of the United States Code, the prosecution would have to prove gross negligence on the part of Mrs. Clinton.
He said during his long statement that she was extremely careless.
the first definition of gross negligence that comes up if you take out the legal dictionary is being extremely careless.
Any questions? FBI Director Comey, acting for reasons unknown and which do not make the slightest bit of difference to this case, laid out point by point the evidence of criminal violations, as well as exposing Crooked Hillary's initial public statement as contempt for the American people so grand that it would have to be sifted through a very fine filter to find a single particle of that statement that was actually true. What David Horowitz called the most breathtaking fix in American history was so flagrant, so audacious, so shamefully and obviously crooked, and reeked of such bottomless contempt that I take exception to the idea, frequently stated, that they must take us for idiots. They don't take us for idiots. They take us for cowards. They know that we know, and they don't care. Why don't they care? Well, they don't care because we didn't do anything about changing implementation dates on Obamacare on a whim. We didn't do anything about the illegal, unconstitutional, dictatorial executive orders on something as hugely important as immigration. We didn't do anything when Crooked Hillary cut back security in Benghazi while Ambassador Chris Stevens was begging for more security. And we didn't do anything when the President and the Secretary of State, who knew within 15 minutes that the Benghazi attack was well-planned, well-coordinated, and clearly foreseen and foreseeable, when those two people stood there in front of television cameras and claimed repeatedly that the disaster was the result of an obscure YouTube video and told the relatives of the heroes that died because of her contempt that she and the president were going to get the filmmaker responsible for their son's deaths. Of course the fix is in. Of course it is. Of course we see right through it. They don't care. They've got us pegged. Oh, and one more little itty-bitty thing. Surely some of those top secret and above top secret emails went to and from the President of the United States of America. Now, fortunately for the Commander-in-Chief and the presumptive future Commander-in-Chief, laws don't apply to top Democrats. Laws are for the little people, for the great unwashed army of rubes and hicks out there in flyover country. You know, you and me. President Obama will not protect the American people. President Hillary Clinton will not protect the American people. The Justice Department will not protect the American people. The politically appointed generals in the Pentagon won't protect the American people, and now we realize that the Federal Bureau of Investigation won't do it either. The only thing left to protect the American people is the American people. Our future and our freedom will end one way or another, back where it started with we the people. We the people will have to defend ourselves from this government, defend ourselves from this rough beast, it's our come at last, that we have allowed to go slouching towards Washington to be born. No, it's just us now. Just us alone. Click here to join our free newsletter and get a complimentary ebook of the best of Afterburner.
Yeah, we're going hot. That's right, we're going live. This is live and uncensored. Unlike the muzzled. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the mainstream media at this point and the pablum pushing prostitutes that talk on all these radio talk show hosts about everything but the problem?
On the list.
Huh?
On the list.
Who's on the list?
Mainstream media.
Oh.
Well, the list is getting pretty long now, isn't it? It's, I mean, it's like endless of everything that's going on.
It might be more than one post-it note at this point.
Yeah.
Well, and I just posted on the website, on the chat room, the White House executive order that was just issued about, you got to read that. It's right off the website.
White House.
The Web House, White House. I'm so freaking mad. I'm tongue-tied at this point.
Yeah, I understand. I don't even want to open my mouth right now because I know what's going to come out of it.
Right. Because, you know, the real deal is these SOBs need to be freaking shot for treason at this point. Okay?
Yeah. It's been going on a long time.
Yeah, and this idea of soft peddling our local representatives, and you know, they don't. I don't think you understand what's coming down the pipe here.
It's not going to stop. That's what people need to realize. It's not going to stop. This isn't just going to be one or two incidents.
How much worse does it have to get?
Oh, they have to get hungry just like they are in Venezuela before they're going to wake up and go, you know something? I'm a big fat... wow, I got to be careful there.
Yeah. People just have to realize you've got a
POS sitting around watching, you know, football and TV on a Sunday morning instead of worrying about what else is going on in my country and protecting my kids and my family. But I guess it won't matter until I don't have anything to freaking eat, and then I'll get up off the couch.
Yeah.
Well, that's like Bill Whittle said. What did we do to stop him after Benghazi? What did we do after to stop him over the executive orders on immigration? What did we do to stop Obamacare? What did we do to stop anything? They're not counting on us to be stupid. They know that we know.
They're cowards.
They know that we're cowards.
Yeah.
That we always... Sure, most people step
there's
back.
There's a whole bunch of them out there that need to look at themselves in the mirror a little bit here. Yeah.
Now, some things are worse than standing up.
Yeah, it's time to shut it down.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody here is preaching violence. I mean, God forbid, it's the last thing in the world that we want to see. But there are methods, there are ways that we can use, that we can do things to... It's got to stop.
Don't comply.
And everything's rigged. I mean, I'm looking at a thing here. Lawsuits find millions of uncounted Bernie Sanders ballots so that Hillary won the election. Gee, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked at this point. Where's the mainstream media?
It was only like 2.5-3 million of them.
Yeah, you know, just a drop in
what
the
bucket. What difference does that matter?
Right. At this point, it doesn't, does it?
Yeah, it's all
because we won't do anything about it.
Well,
yeah.
We have Billy Bob from Palo Cedro on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob. What do you got for us?
Hey, great show. Hey, Mark, check your blood pressure, buddy. You can't stroke out on it.
No, I'm not going to stroke out. If I do any stroking, it's going to be at the gun range.
No kidding. This is absolutely incredible. And all of you guys right there, you three sitting there running this show, are our patriots and our voice here, because everybody's out here jiving with you on this because we've had it, and there is no excuse for this corruption, this situation with Hillary and everything. I mean, come on, just like you guys have been saying, this is, you have to be, you know, we got a new inspector general, did you know?
Oh, gee, I haven't heard that one yet. What's up with that?
Yeah, they've got Stevie Wonder. Yeah, they've got Ronnie Millsap and Ray Charles. They've all been appointed to this inspector general.
So they're all blind, if last time I checked.
That's the same accountants I use, too. The IRS says, well, they ask him that. Well, we can't see a problem. So anyway, I'll let you guys go.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, the next stage of this is that this just gets worse and worse and worse. We're talking about, you know, the economy. Now, our economy is probably the best economy in the world at this point because most things are falling apart. But, you know, I'm looking at a story here from Venezuela, okay, and soon to be Europe. Hold on, let me turn that down here.
And our economy isn't doing exceptional.
Oh, it's the best leper in the colony. We still have a couple fingers left.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. So the Venezuelans are now, and I'll probably get this video here and send it to Bob because you know, it's what we do here. It's how we roll. But basically, an estimated 35,000 desperate Venezuelans crossed the border into Colombia here, and when it was temporarily opened for 12 hours to buy food and medicine. And there's no end in sight for these shortages. That was on July 11th. So I'm going to send that. I haven't listened to these. Some of these I haven't vetted, but I'm just going to start.
How scary is that, that the people are going over there to get food and...
Well, what happens when Colombia shuts down? You know, I mean...
Well, just remember what goes on in Colombia, too, you know.
Well, it's the point being here is that that's the tip of what's coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And if it gets bad like that here, you know, people will accept martial law. They will accept anything to stop the pain. And that's the problem, isn't it? So, I don't know.
No. I expect more out of the American people. I believe in us more than that. I have to. all through our history... almost every war that we have fought with a foreign power, they have underestimated the American people. They have been expected to walk in and be able to divide and conquer us. They've looked at the American public and how we go after each other and how we segregate ourselves. And they go, look at them. They can't even stand together. America will fall every time, and every time they've been wrong. Because when it finally does get to that point, Americans do come together, and you better be somewhere else.
Well, and I think the information about this is getting out there despite the mainstream blackouts, despite the Bill O'Reillys that, you know, are so arrogant in their prosecution of zero. You know, they only report the narrative stories that keep, I mean, at this point, you know, he's a good guy up there in the White House? Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. They spent $79 million just on travel expenses. Look it up. Judicial Watch. I mean, the real deal is that these guys do not give a crap about the little people. They don't give a crap about the black people or the white people or the red. What they give a crap about is power. And that's it. It's really that simple. And, you know, they want this world cooled.
Power and control. They want to be able to control us.
I think the thing that bothers me the most is, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about the American people not responding. I think what sickens me is that the majority of American people aren't doing anything about it when it could have been handled peacefully.
Well, that's a problem. That's why, you know, there should be literally millions of people standing up to these guys at these rallies. You know, they were having a rally at the Capitol today for the police. You know, how many people are going to show up, do you think?
I don't know.
If they do, they don't cover it. It's like a Trump rally.
I was going to say, a lot of it they don't cover, and we don't know how many people are standing up because they certainly can't let us know that.
But I'll tell you.
Well, I think one of the biggest things that we can do is stop pussyfooting around, quit dancing around subjects, quit trying to be politically correct, quit trying to qualify everything that we say, quit trying to worry about offending things, and start calling things the way that they are. That it's we have to get back to that, because if we're not allowed to tell the truth about the situation, if we're scared to tell the truth about the situation, then we'll never define it in the terms that need to be set out so that people understand it and see it the way that it really is.
Well, and it will never get better if we don't go on the truth. If we don't go have our actions and stuff on the truth and stand up for the truth,
yeah,
we have no hope.
Well,
that gives us hope. And it works every time. We know if you don't have the truth, what happens.
Hmm. Well, we got a couple minutes till the top of the hour here. Go ahead and play that Venezuelan clip, Bob, and let's just hear what. I didn't really get to listen to that report, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that they're telling us the truth because there's, you know, actual videos of people starving and running around the street looking for food.
Colombia has been invaded by Venezuelans desperate to buy much-needed food and medicine and basic goods like toilet paper and soap. An estimated 35,000 took advantage of a 12-hour temporary border opening. A severe economic crisis following a decline in oil revenues has caused critical shortages in their country. This woman said, "I was crying as I crossed the bridge when I saw the avalanche of people. It's unbelievable to me that all of Venezuela wants to come here to this neighboring country to look for the things we can't get over there. Every day there are fewer things." Shelves emptied swiftly on the Colombian side of the border, where shops accepted the depreciating Venezuelan currency, the Bolivar. This cross-border shopper said, "It's a relief to be able to come here to find our products, our medicines that we can't really get over there. We don't have food, we don't have cooking oil, we don't have flour. That's why we have to come here." Critics blame Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's economic policies for the shortages, which got worse as oil prices fell. He ordered the border closed 11 months ago to crack down on smuggling and following an attack on a customs post by former Colombian anti-government fighters.
What happened?
F-bomb.
Oh, yeah. So, you know.
What happened?
F-bomb.
The F-bomb. I
who
guess
said
something,
the F-bomb?
I don't know. Yeah. I heard an F somewhere, but I don't.
I said fark.
Fargan
Isom. Did I misheard you?
Oh, no, they were talking about former Colombian anti-government rebels, FARC.
Oh, FARC. Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, Bob. I did not say the F word.
Well, and you know, the thing is that you know, I was at a meeting, a couple of meetings this last week. One was with the sheriff down in Cottonwood. And I think that Tom's a great guy. But, you know, one of the things he said is that we all have to get out and vote. Well, I think that voting at this point is not going to solve the problem, you know, because I'm not sure that the elections are not fixed. I'm not sure that they haven't got enough of the swing state votes. Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of evidence of that.
We all know it's rigged.
Yeah, I mean, so you know, I don't know.
There's 3 million votes in California sitting down there that weren't counted, so that Hillary Clinton took the primary from Bernie Sanders. It's rigged. Let's just say it.
Yeah. So what was that Stalin quote? Oh, gee, it's not who votes, but he who counts the votes.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about. These guys go by the communist playbook. They go by the totalitarian playbook. So it's going to take more than just, you know, saying, oh, you just get out and vote at this point. Because people haven't been getting out and voting. Look what they've done with Donald Trump. The guy is overwhelmingly the nominee for the Republican Party, but he's still the presumptive nominee. And these idiots down there at the GOP are still trying to figure out a way to get him out of there. You know, this guy had record numbers of people showing up to the conventions, record numbers, to win the nomination. And they're still trying to get rid of him because he's not part of the inside establishment.
They can't pay him and make him do what they want?
Well, even if Donald Trump
gets elected and is
what he appears to be to try to turn his country around, let's not forget the Supreme Court. Let's not forget Congress.
Yeah. Right.
Let's not forget the
state
legislatures.
There's a whole bunch of work stuff to be done.
How does Donald Trump fix the insane communist mess that we have in Sacramento?
Right. That's why.
Is there a way that we can get rid of all government officials and start over again?
Well, you got to be careful there, you know.
I'm just saying, is there a way that we can kind of, you know, wipe out the slate and start again?
Well, you know, the state of Jefferson will be a good start to making things right in our area.
It'd be a safe zone.
Yeah,
be a beachhead.
Absolutely. But this is going to have to be across the board. People are going to have to realize the difference between socialism, i.e. communism, and capitalism, and which one is a better system, because half of these people sitting out here on the freaking dole, you know, with their hand in the till, are going to be the first victims.
And I don't want a new government. I want my old one back.
Right.
Yeah, but we got to get rid of what we got.
I guess we're going to go to a break here, whether we like it or not.
This is Top of the Hour. Please stay tuned with us for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Michael Harrington. Another mass shooting of police officers. Officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say 3 officers were killed this morning and 3 more wounded. A gunman has been killed. 2 others may still be on the loose. There are reports that another police officers may have corralled one of those men and is in a standoff at this hour in the city. This is Kip Holden, Mayor President of East Baton Rouge Parish.
This is Sunday. We're asking people to pray for the families, pray for those officers in general who put their lives in danger every day, and pray that there is a city that comes together.
He talked to WAFB-TV. Police community relations in Baton Rouge have been especially tense since the killing of a black man by white police officers earlier this month. Turkey's state-run news agency says authorities have issued an arrest warrant for President Erdogan's top military aide, apparently in relation to the Friday coup attempt, which failed. 6,000 people have been arrested. Counting down to the opening of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland tomorrow morning, and a first for the GOP.
PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel is scheduled to speak in Cleveland this week. It's believed he will be the first openly homosexual speaker at a GOP convention. Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus says the party platform doesn't preclude it from having someone speak who falls outside of traditional values.
We're still a party that believes that marriage is between one man and one woman, but it doesn't mean that we're going to kick people out.
Priebus says he believes the Republican Party is the party of the open door. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The minister in charge of negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union says some EU citizens may not be allowed to stay after the UK leaves the bloc. Brexit Secretary David Davis made his comments to the Mail newspaper today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Caravans of Venezuelan families have driven for hours on bandit-plagued highways to a checkpoint on the Colombian border where they'll be able to cross and hunt for goods that are in short supply at home. It's the second weekend in a row that tens of thousands of Venezuelans are being permitted to swarm across the bridges. An estimated 35,000 did so yesterday. Venezuela's socialist government closed all crossings a year ago to crack down on smuggling. Shortages are mounting in Venezuela amid triple-digit inflation and a collapse in the oil prices that fund government spending. Tesla Motors is working on modifications to its autopilot system after it failed to stop for a tractor-trailer in a Florida crash that killed the driver of a Model S sedan. CEO Elon Musk, in a Twitter post, says Tesla is working on improvements to the radar system. Autopilot uses a combination of cameras, radar, and computers. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A Virginia man caught in a government sting for trying to join ISIS is going to jail for 8.5 years.
29-year-old Joseph Farouk of Woodbridge, Virginia, was sentenced in federal court in Alexandria. He was one of about a half dozen men from the region arrested this year on terror-related charges arising from government sting operations. Farouk pleaded guilty to trying to travel to join ISIS fighters. He was arrested in January at the airport in Richmond, Virginia. At his hearing, Farouk apologized and denounced ISIS. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Repeating our top story this hour, there's been another mass shooting of police officers. This time it happened in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where officials say three officers were killed this morning and three more wounded. A gunman has been killed as well. Two others may be on the loose. Police community relations in Baton Rouge strained since the killing of a black man by white police officers earlier this month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You want to know what state of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205 or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us, let's go right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Well, I'll tell you, it's lively here in the.
Boy, we got so much going on that's unbelievable. In between being on the air and when we're on the air, I mean, wow.
Yeah, I'm a little aggravated today.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, and the solutions are right in front of us. The solutions are there. We just have to start. Applying them, and I think the battle is turning. I believe that that the tide is turning. You see all this negative stuff coming, but I'll tell you what, people are waking up in droves. I mean, look at this State of Jefferson meeting coming up. You know, like 400 or 500 people showing up.
Yeah.
It's going to take more. It's going to take more people getting out there and getting involved. But I think it's going to happen. I think the internet is changing the rules because people are starting to monitor this stuff more and more and more, whether it's Facebook.
Well, and you look at some of the other positive things that are going on, and they're coming from directions that you wouldn't expect. Like you look at Black Lives Matter. We've had disruptions in San Diego, Oakland, San Francisco, all the major cities, yet L.A. hasn't been hit. And why hasn't L.A. been hit? Because all of these gangster rappers like Snoop Dogg and the Bloods and the Crips got together and they marched down to the police headquarters and they said, we're here peacefully. We want dialogue. How do we stop this from happening in our
right.
communities? Because we don't want it here. And then the Bloods and the Crips went out and told Black Lives Matter, you show your face in our community, we'll kill you.
Well, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. I think that the American people is waking up, and I think that the tide is turning. We're just not getting any of it on mainstream news. Let's just hope that this martial law thing falls apart and we don't have to have an uprising. But I'll tell you, if you're not looking at this thing with a little bit of a critical eye, you're probably not very smart. And I'm so tired of the old guard, the old Republicans and the old Democrats that are virtually the same at
Hell
this point.
With all of them.
Yeah, I mean,
John McCain.
I mean, look at this. I mean, I'm looking at this story
Paul
right
Ryan,
now, and this just hits so home. Right now, okay, so this comes from EcoWatch, July 14th. Obama expected to sign industry-backed GMO label bill into law. Now, the House of Representatives passed a bill, 306-117 on Thursday. The bill now heads to Obama's desk. It looks like we're finally getting GMO labels on our food products, but not the kind you can actually read.
Yeah.
So, what does this mean? You know, so they're going to, you know, I mean, it's...
Did you see about Starbucks and the GMOs?
And our own food. What happened to Starbucks?
Well, I believe, Soros is behind that one. With Starbucks. So that they won't list the ingredients on their coffee, and they're going right along with it.
So,
comic books.
In order to access the information through the QR code, instead of just putting a label on there that says this has GMO foods in it, blah, 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 an individual must have a smartphone and must have access to the internet. This is Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts, said this during a floor debate on Wednesday, reported the Hill. The reality is not every American has access to a smartphone nor the internet, but they couldn't just put it on a plain label.
Yeah. Why not just put it right on the label?
Now,
why do they want to be able to do that?
Because I better figure out what question you're asking me here.
Why would they want the only way for people to find out what's in their food to be in a manner that is easily tracked and recorded?
Or to easily shut you off.
Or you can't read it.
Yeah,
this is the Dark Act.
Just push the button and, no more communication.
Oh, look, this wacko 47 times wanted to know what he was eating. Better put him on a list.
Yeah, if you're not already there.
Now, the question is, did our local Congress guy vote for this? Did he vote for the Dark Act? Did he vote because he got bought off?
No, of course not. He's a good guy. Have you seen his hat?
Yeah, and he's a Second Amendment advocate, so anything else that he does should be just not called under scrutiny, right?
Right.
And he's for us.
He didn't vote for international treaties that seceded American sovereignty. He couldn't.
Oh, that's,
that's not what it was all about.
Wears a hat like that is capable.
You need to ignore all of that because water rights, he's for water rights in Siskiyou County. We just, so anything that he does wrong, have to ignore, right?
No, he's not. Okay, let's tell the truth about Doug LaMalfa and the water rights up in Siskiyou County. He's selling you out to the Indian casinos, and you need to wake up to that. There's two pieces of legislation that Doug LaMalfa has put together his entire term, and both of those were for Indian casinos in the districts that other representatives then went and authorized the Siskiyou County casino that the people of Siskiyou County don't want. So follow the path here, people. Siskiyou County doesn't want an Indian casino. Doug LaMalfa can't do that directly, so he supports two other Indian casinos in areas that they didn't want them. So the representatives from that district authorize the Indian casino in Siskiyou County and goes right around you. And you guys are all sitting there talking about what a great guy he is because you think he's going to do something about the dams. Wake up! The guy's screwing you.
Well, you can call, the house today at 1-877-796-1949 and tell them that, you don't support the Dark Act because we've got labels now on our food, that tell us, that they have GMO in them, but you can't read them. Yeah, so instead of having a label, and it used to be the argument, oh, it's too expensive to change all the labeling, blah, 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 blah. But now, instead of just putting a little label that says contains GMOs that you can read, now you've got a I don't even know what they call those things, the little square that only a smartphone can read because it's all nothing but Greek symbols. And
let me ask a question. If it's too expensive to change the labeling to allow people to know what's on their food so the government can't force them to do that, how can the government force other products such as tobacco and alcohol to carry a warning label that forces them to change the label and not call that an impediment upon commerce?
Yeah, it prevents the states that want to label their food that they can't.
Let's talk about the fact that you can now bring in Chinese chicken that has not held the FDA standards, and repackage it and then relabel it as American chicken.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I want to clarify something with Starbucks. It was Monsanto.
Oh.
Behind it.
Oh, gee. Who owns Monsanto? we should Google that. Who owns Monsanto?
I think a better question is who does Monsanto own?
who
don't
owns
they own that's making the decisions for Monsanto. Our labeling and our food?
Yeah, I mean, so we should just give our guy a pass, right? Because we know that he received money from Monsanto and voted for the Dark Fund.
Disgusted with him, too.
See, that's the problem, is not enough people are standing up, and people cow down to these representatives that don't represent us and do whatever they want and pander to their constituents because, oh, they get one or two things right. That means that you can't bring them up and talk and discuss anything.
And they fold on everything else, and then that's supposed to be okay.
Well, they just backdoor you where you're not looking.
Well, that's true, just like what's happening on everything. Yeah.
Yeah, and Monsanto, I'm looking at Monsanto.com. Monsanto's history, a sustainable agriculture company. Now, does...
when you hear sustainable, yeah. Run the other way.
Yeah, exactly. That word's bad.
Yeah, who owns...
There goes the
fire truck. Let's go to a break, Bob. And then I'm going to look up do a little more reading here on who does own Monsanto.
Yeah, if you want to call in and have a comment on Monsanto or GMOs or any of that, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I think the fight is about to begin. No, I think, wait a minute. I think the fight's already started.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, at what point in time do we acknowledge, that, gee, the world is going to crap?
How much are we going to reach out and touch someone?
Well, the fight started 50 years ago. We're late.
Well, it's true.
With that, we do have Dar on the line from Palo Cedro. Good morning, Dar.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, you've been talking about something that I've been thinking of regarding the, I call it anarchy, but if our country is in that type of situation, they would call off the elections, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that would be a Big Ten 4.
And that would be what he's looking for.
I believe that's a big possibility at this point. I mean, all you got to do is go to the White House website and look at that executive order, and if that doesn't send a chill down your spine and put the hair on the back of your neck up, then God, you're just not very bright.
Well, the thing is that I have mentioned this to a few people. They look at me like deer in the headlights, like, you know,
can't happen here. No, this is America. We're still free, you know. And the real deal is they don't get it.
The thing is, we haven't been free for a long time.
I agree.
Correct.
And the thing is also is that I believe that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group. At this point, I believe it is a terrorist group for what it's doing to our country.
Oh, it's those patriots that meet down there at the church that's the problem. They're the terrorists.
Well, the thing is that they. When are people going to see that this is going on?
Well, I think they're starting
to.
I think they're starting to.
They're terrified to acknowledge it and do anything about it. Because
one other thing I want to ask is, with this bill that Jerry Brown passed regarding ammunition, are we going to have background checks and pay for every time we buy ammunition?
That's correct. Yeah,
if it's 49 rounds or more, correct?
Well, no, I think you have to every time.
Every time.
Yeah, every time they read. You have to be registered, you have to have a license, and they check to see if you have the gun that matches the rounds. Yeah, you have to every single time have to register.
And people are just sitting back and letting this happen?
I don't think people are sitting back and letting this happen as much as people are sitting back going, you know something, it's time to not comply. They're not going to do it is what is happening here. You know, I mean, you're going to go out of state, you're going to do whatever you can, or simply, you know.
But you can't even bring in ammunition from out of state now.
Or you're going to set up your own reloading kit and do whatever you got to do because people are just not going to comply. That's what I think is happening.
Well, for me, I couldn't do that, you know. I couldn't have a reloading kit.
Then you have to buy reloading from a private party.
Well, Dor, the question I have is, what do you have? Do you have vegetables? Do you have eggs? Do you have... I'm sure you'll find people to trade you ammo for it.
Another thing I just wonder is, under the circumstances, I like to, because this is a violation of our Second Amendment.
Absolutely.
Why isn't he being sued by people like us?
The lawsuits are coming. I guarantee you the lawsuits are coming, and they're already being developed. But
you got to find somebody that will stand up and prosecute what it is.
It's going to go to court.
A perfect example of the just, you know, wait, we'll take it to court, it's unconstitutional, we'll fight it. The 10-day background check in California has already been found unconstitutional. 2 years ago, the court said that the background checks in California were unconstitutional and illegal. Let me ask you, are they still in place today?
Yeah. Again, they haven't done anything.
All I can say is, go State Jefferson. That's what I say, because we've lost our rights in Northern California. We have a one-party system. It's like a communist system. I call it the communist system.
It is a communist system.
We have no rights.
But people across the United States have lost their rights and their freedom. We're not just alone in this fight.
Oh no, I know that. Yeah. But I've never lived in a state where there's just a one-party government.
And, you know, the next thing on the front is an economic collapse, which is coming, you know, extremely fast. I mean, you're looking at Europe, you're all over this world. And so that's what we need. We need to get ready to hunker down and do what we can to reestablish the Constitution in California. You know, State of Jefferson is part of the puzzle. But it's also going to be people standing up and just saying giving them the big middle finger and telling them we're not doing it. And enough people stand up and say we're not doing it, they have no power, because what are they going to do?
Exactly.
They're going to come in with the SWAT teams and the militia, herd everybody into the FEMA camps. I don't think that's going to happen. You're going to have a civil war.
That's where the divide and conquer comes in.
But you know, this be right in his plans to, you know.
That's why
he's a demon. And he's backed by George Soros, who's another demon. And, you know, they don't get out there with the name George Soros. People don't even know who he is that don't read and don't, they don't know George. I'll mention his name and what he's backing, and he's backing Black Lives Matter. That's one of the organizations he's backing. And they don't even know who he is, and he's a very dangerous man. He's caused so much.
Yes.
He's destroyed countries.
Well, that's where the divide and conquer is. They're dividing the black community from the law enforcement. They're dividing law enforcement from the patriot movement. They're dividing us along black and white. They're dividing us along white and Latino. They're dividing us among poor and rich. They're dividing us among Democrat and Republican.
Well, it's like this last thing about the homeless this last week. You know, everybody's attacking the homeless. Now, there's a bunch of them that are drug addicts and everything else, you know, that need to be thrown out of town and get out of here and go get a job or whatever. But they're, you know, as the economy starts to tank, there's going to be a lot more homeless out there, and a lot of them are just people that don't have any means to
go,
anything.
And
yeah.
They're just trying to survive. Just because they're homeless doesn't mean that they're bad people.
Exactly. So, you know, but it's another division. It's another, let's go get those guys and throw them out of the town and whatever. Well, a lot of these guys are just trying to make it.
Well, the thing is that I find it interesting is that the homeless are talked about when there's a Republican president, but when there's a Democratic president, we have no homeless.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it. You know, I mean, it's not... They don't talk about it.
No, now we talk about immigrants and making sure that they all get Obamacare and food stamps and health care and free education and...
Free phones.
There are more homeless and more people in this country under the poverty level than there were in the Great Depression, by far.
Because they're letting them come in.
Well, there's the
they're
illegal...
They're bringing them in and they're letting them come in. You know, the ones that they're bringing in from Africa, North Africa... They go on the dole.
Well, there's the imports, and then there's the domestics. And the domestics are in bad shape too. And so, you know, we've got to revive the economy in order to do that. In order to revive the economy, we got to get back to our sound money, because that's part of the debasement. That's part of the reason that the federal government is out of control, because they're printing money hand over fist to pay for all of these programs and diluting our currency and causing the prices to rise, corrupting our government in more ways than we can imagine through this counterfeiting scheme and buying up our media. And so that's the whole equation. And how you protect yourself is you get out of the system, you get out of the banking system, you start storing some food and getting ready to hunker down for the hard times here. You don't leave your money in the banks, because if it's left in the banks, they're going to confiscate it.
They're already doing it. Yeah.
So, you know, that's how you protect yourself. That's what you do. And then this whole thing's going to sort out as this starts to get worse. The people that have been paying attention and the patriots that have been getting prepared for this are going to be the ones that stand up. It's not going to be all these other yahoos. They're going to be crawling for shelter like cockroaches, just trying to get out of the fire zone.
Well, it's pretty frightening. I'm not a pessimist, but I'm very pessimistic about our country at this time.
Well, you know.
Thank you for listening to me.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'm just tired of couching my words and pulling punches and soft shoeing it. I can't do it anymore. It's so blatant. It's so obvious. It's yep. And if you look at where we are from yesterday, it's not that big a deal. If you look at where we are today compared to 8 years ago, it's seismic.
Well, everything's changing. If you just how in the last 7 years, think about 2007 and how our lifestyle was and how it is now, and it has dramatically changed just in the last 7 years.
And let's be open and honest about the things that have brought this on. It hasn't been just Barack Obama.
No,
it was Bill Clinton. It was George W. Bush.
They've been working at it a long time.
It was the House and the Senate.
They should have
stopped this guy a long time ago. Cut him off at the pass. You know, not funded any of these programs. Just, you know, it just pisses me off when I hear about our local guy and he's a stand up and he's a rock star, and then he votes to give the president more power. He votes to give him, you know, the power to fast track his agenda on the trade agreements. And, you know, so you can't reconcile those. You can't say, oh, he's a great guy over here, but he's a total jerk over here. But he's a great guy over here. What are you, schizophrenic? You can't be both. You're either one or the other.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break. I'm.
All right. If you have any questions, or again, if you have a comment or something you want to talk about,
I think we got to wake Bob up.
Please give us a call. We're open mic, and we would love to hear from you and get your viewpoint to what's happening in the world and in our own community. Give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We'll
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the Free State.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning cost, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The battle drums, the Gale. Probably heard that from Last of the Mohicans. Kind of appropriate. Time to stand up. Time to start fighting. You know, it's time to get out of your easy chair and do something. Show up. You know, Patriot Meeting, the Three Percenters, Oath Keepers. You know. Rallies, go to the State of Jefferson meetings.
Yeah.
Something.
Start to come together.
Start coming together.
No matter what.
Either that, or you could stay home and watch Dory, and you know, Finding Dory.
For how long?
And you know.
Till they push the button and take everything from.
Finding them. Nemo, or whatever that. What is, you know, Helen DeGeneres is a goofy blue fish, and we could all be distracted, and yeah.
Sorry, that's
I don't even know where we're at. I mean, we got we've got Gavin Sims, I guess is how it's pronounced, brother at the top of the hour.
Nathan
Sims. I don't have much information on him.
He's pretty into everything. They've wrote some books together. He's one that has really taken the stance. They've actually, I believe he's been hauled out of court a couple different times.
Yes,
with,
he
standing up.
He was active heavily on getting the word out about the Malheur occupation, about exposing what was going on up in there in Oregon, exposing what's going on in a great number of avenues. Definitely a patriot that's not afraid to pull any punches and stand up. And, yeah, he's been arrested a couple of times for it.
And he wants to see people unite, you know. That's what it's going to take for us to unite and stand up for our country and ourselves.
Yeah, and Gavin himself will be at the Reading Patriots meeting Monday.
Yes, he will at 6 p.m.
There you have it. So it looks to be exciting, you know. That's the good news about all this is it's exciting. Tell you what.
Well, I don't know if that's good news or not. I mean, you know.
You know, this is an adventure.
You got to stay on your guard so much. I mean, there's no rest. I'm just saying.
That's
true,
but it is exciting.
And that's what we have to prepare for, because you nailed it, Linda. There is no rest at this point.
There's no rest. You can't rest.
We're on full war footing.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
You know, and don't wait for somebody else to stand up or wait for somebody to tell you to go do something or stand up for what you believe. You've got to do it. Whether you're the first one out, the point man, be point man. I'm just saying, you know.
I just want to go home and watch Finding Dora.
Well, you have fun with that. I'm just, you know, so many people say, well, my neighbor's not doing it, or I can't do it by myself, or I can't do this. What can you do? There is something you can do to make a difference. What you do may be different than what I do, but takes all of us to make it happen.
Can you sit by a radio? Can you make phone calls? There's a great number of things that everybody can
do
somewhere, some way.
Yep. And it takes all of us to make it happen.
You know, not everybody's made to be a foot soldier. Not everybody's talent lies there. It takes an awful lot of people doing what needs to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a couple of videos that I want to get this Gavin Sim video up here, but I haven't sent it to Bob yet. But let's play that immigration one about the poor illegal immigrants get food stamps denied to poor U.S. citizens, $2 billion worth. This is a video that came from the Washington Examiner.
And that would be your and my tax money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just fund everybody.
Yeah. Everybody
like
except us.
Teach the world to sing.
Yeah. Or actually, more appropriate, that would be counterfeit currency you and I are paying interest on.
Let's all lock our arms and sing Kumbaya for the world worker.
I'm sorry. I better be quiet on that one. That's like,
Of course, anybody under 40, you should probably go out and get on food stamps, because it's the only way you're going to get your Social Security money back.
Well, there you go, you know. I mean,
as a supervisor at PG&E, it's my job to...
Well, it's hard to make a living out there under the circumstances for most families, you know? The proper way, I guess,
well,
you know?
It's so bad. You know, I've got a teenager that's up and coming, and, you know, she's wanting her own car and thinking about moving out and getting her own place and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, go look for a job. And I'm just going, you poor... poor person, you have no idea.
You don't know what you're walking into.
I'm going to go out and get a job at McDonald's, and I'll be driving a Mercedes.
You can't even get a job at McDonald's. It's a kiosk. I mean, you know.
Well, that's and think about what it is for a kid starting out nowadays. Okay, so you want a car. Okay, you got to have that. You got to pay for gas. You got to pay for insurance. You got to have somewhere to park your car. You want to go get an apartment. Okay, you have to have your deposit. Is it the first time that you have no rental history? Okay, that's more of a deposit, and you got to find a co-signer.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get your power turned on? Okay, that's going to be another deposit because you're first. And it's overwhelming.
It's on and on, yeah. There's no way that they can do it.
Yeah, and have fun being able to do that with the jobs that are available right now.
Yeah. What jobs are available out there, which isn't much, and the money certainly doesn't go.
Go forth and conquer the world, my child. I'll see you in a month.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob.
All right, I got to wait. I'm having trouble with this because it's trying to get me to download something on the computer that I don't want to download.
Oh,
and there's a ad that's going to run for about another 15 seconds, and then we can hear the audio.
And then
okay.
And they wonder why the kids are in the position that they are right now, the younger generation, why they're having such a hard time figuring out where to go.
Well, then I'm so tired of listening to the millennials get beat up on as they're, you know, they're idiots or they don't care or they're unaware. And there is some truth to that. But who's the ones that failed to educate them? Who's the ones left in them holding a bag of crap that they're going to have to dig their way out of?
Here we go.
Yep. And you wonder why they're a little out of touch and a little cynical.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead. Get it to the beginning there, Bob. Or can you?
I can't.
Okay, just go ahead and turn it up then.
SNAP program for fraud or abuse. Today, a congressional committee heard from a team of experts who said that abuse of the SNAP program is widespread and nationwide. This food stamp bust happened in April. Owners of a small store hauled off in handcuffs, accused of hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraud. In this Largo case, an undercover cop caught a store owner willing to pay 50 cents on the dollar, cents on the dollar, for an EBT card and PIN number. But it's not just a problem in Florida.
Fraud and poor management undermine public support for this program.
Ohio Auditor Dave Yost testified before the House Agricultural Committee today about food stamp fraud in his state.
We identified 36 instances where dead people received benefits more than a year after their death.
He also shared how recipients hoarded benefits.
1,337 recipients with balances greater than $2,300.
One person had $20,000. One cardholder made six purchases in an hour, totaling $1,555. USDA officials testified they've recently cracked down on stores. In Florida, 171 of 16,185 stores were disqualified last year. And the feds plan to crack down on recipients involved in fraud.
If we are doing all this work on the retailer side and we aren't taking care of the recipient side, we are not going to stop the fraud and trafficking.
Participation in the SNAP program has increased from about 17 million in 2000 to nearly 47 million today. Here in Tampa Bay, it accounts for about $500 million in redemptions every year. Reporting from Tampa.
It's insane.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'd like to respond to something in the chat room real quick. Somebody commented, Red, tell your daughter that it takes voting conservative Republicans to have a country where you can find a good job. I'm sorry, but I'm going to call BS on that, and I'm going to call BS on that. You know why? Because we did vote conservative Republican. We handed them the House. We handed them the Senate.
Yep.
We've handed them the courts, and they've done nothing. Where are the jobs?
Yeah. We were told, oh, it'll change once we get the Senate. Oh, it'll be different when we get the House.
What
has changed?
I am so tired of just vote Republican, everything will be okay. That's a cop-out, and it's nonsense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, the voting thing. Yeah, you want to vote, you want to vet your candidates. You know, the lesser of two evil things, we could talk about that all day long. But that's why I keep hammering on our local Doug LaMalfa. Yeah, we voted for him. We supported him. We thought he was a great guy. And then he turned around and voted the Cromney bus bill in. He turned around and voted for Monsanto and the Dark Act. He turned around and voted to give more power to Obama. You know, the Cromney bus, instead of cutting his budget, he went right along with all of the other establishment Republicans, giving him unlimited funding till the end of his term.
Well, here's the thing. Stop voting Democrat. Stop voting Republican. Start voting American.
Yeah.
And
agree.
When your representative is peeing down your back and trying to tell you that it's raining, stand up and pull him out of his seat for not doing his job and put somebody else in there. A perfect example is we have two guys. We have the Democrat Jim Reed and we have the guy Doug LaMalfa. Now, we're not going to vote for Jim Reed because he has a D after his name, even though that we know Doug LaMalfa is going to piss down our back and tell us it's raining. So you would rather have that than try somebody else to send a message to Doug LaMalfa and the people like him. We're done with you, and we would rather put a chimp wearing diapers in your place.
Yeah,
wake up.
Yeah, because the real deal is you got to get rid of them. You got to get rid of them, and if you got to get rid of Reed, and you got to get rid, and you just keep getting rid of them, and, yep, and get them out of there, because the longer they stay in, the more entrenched they get, the richer they get, and the worse that our country seems to be getting, because most of these guys average 25, 30 years. You know, they go in, they're paupers. You know, I don't know about LaMalfa, but you know, let's take his predecessor, Wally Herger. Guy goes in broke, comes out $12 million later.
Yeah.
And he was a establishment rock star Republican.
And it has nothing to do with the money or funding or anything else.
So that's why.
Not at all.
That's why we call Doug LaMalfa out. Not that he hasn't done anything good, but you don't let the crap that he's doing bad slide. Because you can't reconcile some of the stuff and the payoffs and the bribery and all the crap with the Cromney bus and the TPP and the TPA. You know, you can't reconcile him supporting that.
If I was your employee and I came over and I burned your house down, would you let me keep my job because I cleaned the kitchen before I burned the house down?
Oh, sure. Why not?
It's the same mentality. It's the same level of stupidity.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all, I am just a little over-the-top aggravated with what's going on today.
Here's one of the things that you could do besides voting is go to the meeting on July 18th, tomorrow night, Monday, at the Reading Patriots. You could start there, get informed, and figure it out. But, you know, getting informed and educated is great, but without action, it means nothing. So we can play videos all day long. We can bitch and moan and piss and gripe. But if we don't show up to any meeting and we don't call our representatives or we don't vote against them and we just sit around and go with the status quo and we listen to the television tell us what to think, guess what? Nothing happens.
You got to earn the right. I'm sorry. You got to earn the right to piss and complain and moan. Everyone sitting in this room right now has earned it. We're in the trenches every day, day in, day out, fighting the fight, doing the things that we have, trying to enable the methods to take our country back. We've earned the right to complain.
The next thing you could do is register now for the first Jefferson Assembly. You can go to, I'm not sure where you go, go to the Jefferson website. What is it? SOJ51.net and register. Yeah. You could run for office against some of these guys. There's lots of things you can do.
Yeah, there's always something, like we were saying earlier. It doesn't matter. Just do something. Step out. So what if your viewpoint or what you want to do is different than, you know, what I do is different than what Robert does. It's different than what Mark does. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't count or it won't make a difference. You have to start somewhere.
I've got
one. And move forward.
I'm tired of the excuses and the cop-outs and the nonsense arguments. It's time to do some real work.
Yeah, you have to have action behind some of this stuff.
Well, with that, I have a quote from Raleigh Sally.
She does get good ones.
She does get good ones. We love Raleigh.
She's a busy lady.
Standing up to authority makes most people feel uncomfortable. People don't want to make waves. They don't want to make trouble. They want to get by and take the safe road. They don't want to put themselves at risk. They don't even want to tell the truth or even know the truth if it means they must go against the tide. That is why tyranny happens. Larkin Rose.
Yep.
It's true. I mean, if you are not, I mean,
who likes to stand up and fight somebody?
I'm an expert at telling everybody what the truth is and having everybody attack me. I mean, I'm an expert at it because, I mean, I've been called Chicken Little and everything else.
You know what I would rather do? I would rather go home and sit with my son on my lap and teach him the difference between a fastball and a curveball while we watch baseball together.
I agree.
I would love to do that. But you know what I'm doing this afternoon? I'm in meetings all this afternoon with everybody else trying to figure out what we've got to do to take this country back.
Well,
yeah.
I'd much rather be sitting around.
I would too. I don't like to fight, but damn, you got to start somewhere and stand up and do it, you know?
So.
And I'm so tired of the hand-wringing and no action and the cop-out excuses and the nonsense argument. I'm up to here with it.
There you have it.
I think we have a caller on the line. I'm not sure who it is yet, but...
It's Sydney in Redding.
Good morning, Sydney.
Red, this is Sydney Nolan-Gardner.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Good morning, and thank you for all that you do. And you're absolutely right. We have to do something, and... you've listed many things we can do. And one I don't hear, I'd like to hear more about from everybody to remind everybody, is we have to pray. We have to get on our knees and worship God and praise Him and ask for Him to intervene for us. And He can do that. Easy. Piece of cake. And we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fret because of what evil men are doing. And so I'm all in this. But I don't want to leave God out and His power. And He's the one. When we humble ourselves, then He will act because He wants all the glory. And I just love our history, our founding fathers, everything. You know, they prayed, they fasted, and miracles happened.
That it did.
Thank you. I needed that.
You did. So do I. That's why I said it, too. Okay.
All right.
And don't give up in good doing. You're doing well, and when you've done all you can do, you stand, and God acts.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I think everybody needed that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why you got to think of this as an adventure. You really do.
That's
we know how the book ends.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, we do get to win in the end, don't we?
It's true.
Yes, we do.
So you just have to do whatever you can. It's like the parable of the talents. You know, I mean, you can either bury them or you can do something with what you have. And if you just bury them and don't do anything, you will be admonished, as opposed to trying to multiply and get out there and do something with your talents. So anyway, we appreciate the call, and we need some uplifting, positive energy to go in the right direction.
See, it takes all of us, because look what she did for all of us here in the studio, calling in and making the comment, and the people in the chat room.
That's right. God is good and God is great, and we won't give up, and He won't let us down.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
March
again.
On.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We're just about to the top of the hour here. I've got a 2-3 minute clip for Gavin Seam. I don't think we have enough time to do it. I think we'll have to do it right after the...
remember, it's Nathan that's coming on.
No, I get it, but okay. I don't have anything on him, so I thought I'd play something from his brother, because I'm assuming they're on the same team.
Yeah,
on the same page. So we got a couple minutes here before we got to go. I did send the video to Bob, and he's queuing it up. Do we have time to play it, Bob?
We have a minute and a half right now. The video is about 3.5 minutes.
All right, so we'll do it right after the break.
Okay.
We can talk about the financial situation. It looks like the silver and the gold is starting to go higher, which is an indicator of financial distress and market conditions that are getting to be crisis-oriented. We got a military coup.
The stock market's at the highest levels. It's booming. It's great.
Yeah, I'd like to play that one video I have about how they're now pulling all stops out about funding the market. it's kind of crazy because they just keep giving free money to the big bankers and the stock market to reinvest into the stock market, because the stock market has to stay up at all costs, because if the stock market's not collapsed, the economy's great, right?
Yeah, everything's good, right?
Yeah, isn't it?
My head hurts.
Yeah, so as long as the stock market reaches new highs, then everything is fine in America.
Well, if you just shoot more heroin, everything's good, right?
I feel much better. I'm feeling much better now.
Yeah.
You have to do the old, what's his name? I can't even think of the guys. Igor, I'm feeling much better now.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah. What was that guy's name? You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about, but it's got to.
Yes, I'd like to have some more monetary stimulus for my body.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned. We got Nathan on next hour, and he's got a whole lot of good stuff coming your way. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
One assailant is dead, perhaps as many as two others on the loose. Kip Holden, Mayor President of East Baton Rouge Parish, is begging the community to come together.
Put aside the differences and everything. Look at this community
from whence we came, where we are, thriving community, and don't let anybody define this community by senseless acts of violence.
He spoke to WAFB-TV. Just yesterday, another policeman was laid to rest in Fort Worth, victim of the murder of five officers in Dallas on July 7th. Turkey's president is vowing to purge all state institutions of supporters of a Muslim cleric that the government blames for Friday's coup attempt. Speaking in Istanbul, Recep Erdogan vowed to, quote, clean all state institutions of the virus of Fethullah Gulen and his backers. Gulen actually lives in the U.S. Turkey wants him. Trying to get back to normal in Nice, France, where 84 people were killed in a terrorist attack last week.
Joggers and sunbathers are out, as are many people coming to pay respects to the dead. They've put up little shrines with flowers and flags and stuffed animals. Also, a cathedral in Nice is holding a special service to pay respects to the dead.
Correspondent Angela Charleston. Former Minnesota Governor Wendell Anderson, a former U.S. Olympian who was described in a 1973 Time magazine cover article as the youthful embodiment of his home state, has passed away at age 83. Anderson, who was a member of the silver medal-winning U.S. hockey team in the 1956 Olympics, was first elected governor in 1970 at the age of 37. The next year, he pushed through an overhaul of school aid and taxes that became known as the Minnesota Miracle. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Baltimore police arrested more than 60 people yesterday during a protest after participants blocked lanes on an interstate in the city. Social media video showed people forming a double line with their arms linked across the road. One participant wore a shirt referring to Freddie Gray, the man fatally injured, in police custody. Organizers say they want a civilian review board created for police investigations. They also want 10% of the city's police budget reallocated for community programs. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell heard emotional statements yesterday from both sides in a divisive debate over setting up a national monument at a Native American site considered sacred to some tribes. Jewell's 3.5-hour meeting in the town of Bluff capped a 4-day research trip to the state. The coalition of tribes is urging President Obama to turn nearly 2 million acres around the Twin Bears Ears Buttes into a national monument. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A Connecticut museum honoring the man who helped create the greatest show on earth is getting a new lease on life.
The state has approved a $500,000 grant to help restore the historic Bridgeport Museum that chronicles the life and times of legendary showman and former Bridgeport Mayor P.T. Barnum. The Connecticut Post reports the grant, approved by the State Bond Commission, will help restore the Barnum Museum, badly damaged by a tornado in 2010. The 124-year-old museum's windows were damaged and its famous dome shifted. Some collections also suffered water damage.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, July the 17th. It's a birthday for some notable people, including actor Donald Sutherland, who is 84, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who turned 62 today. And repeating our top story, three police officers shot dead, three wounded in a shooting this morning, one assailant dead in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town. What shall we
do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about them?
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mask Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm just down along the Falls Road, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with a Provo company. A comrade on the left eye, another one on the right. A clip of ammunition for the little Armalite. I was stopped by a soldier, he said, "You are a swine." He hit me with his rifle and he kicked me in the groin. I begged and I pleaded, oh, my manners were polite. But all the time I'm thinking of me little Armalite. And it's down in the bog side, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo company. A comrade on me left and another one on me right. And a clip of ammunition for me little Armalite. Brave RU seaman came marching up our street. 600 free soldiers he had lined up at his feet. Come out, you Carnifinians, come on out and fight. He cried, "I'm only joking," when he heard the Armalite. And it's down in Malahi, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo company. A comrade on the left and another one on the right. A clip of ammunition for the little Armalite.
Yeah, there you go. One more?
Well, the army came to visit me, it was in the early hours, with Saracens and Saladins and ferret armored cars. The thought that had me cornered, but I gave them all a fright, with the armor piercing bullets off me little Armalite. And a stone in the new lodge is where I long to be, lying in the dark
yeah.
With the Provo company.
I think our Irish is getting up
just a bit.
Celtic blood is starting to show around here. Yeah, you know, you get the war drums going there, and that's not a bad theme. Wow. So let's go ahead and play this clip real quick of Gavin, and then we'll have his brother Nathan on here in a second. He's just called in, so he should be listening, and then we'll just go from there and see what we can, what kind of disturbance we can make in the force. Go ahead, Bob.
Wow. America is filled with hate. These tough-talking, flag-waving Americans who praise our courts, and they say, "I support the police," and "God says obey government," even as they allow their neighbors to be abused by the very same, contrary to the law. They're liars. These are the very same people who will line up and bow down when our government says you have to obey Sharia law, when our government starts kicking in doors, taking away guns. These aren't people of principle and liberty. Folks, people of principle and liberty, they don't call for the widow and the fatherless and the weak to be abused, to be hurt. It doesn't matter whether you're American or any other race. It's about liberty. It's about human rights. It's about justice. It's about righteousness. When you lack the courage and the principle to stand up against tyranny today, you will most certainly lack the courage and the principle to stand up against the tyranny that's coming tomorrow. That's just the way it works. So these fake patriots and fake Christians who call for the abuse of others, they love themselves alone. They don't love God. They don't love America. They don't love liberty. They don't love their neighbor today. And they're certainly not going to start loving their neighbor tomorrow. They will be the first to line up and say, praise Allah. The first to line up and say, crucify him. The first to shout off with their heads. Because they don't have a standard of righteousness, of liberty, of principle, of all men being created equal and endowed by their creator with inalienable rights. They're not patriots. They're liars. So the problem with America, and hear me, the problem with America is not immigrants. It's not even ISIS, as wicked as they are. It's the American frauds and tyrants who think that being a patriot means waving a flag and blindly supporting people in uniform. See, justice comes before law and legislation. And repentance must come before liberty. That's all. That's where we're at. And so if you fall under this banner, if you're calling for the abuse of your neighbor because you hate them or because they're Muslim or because they're illegal aliens or whatever the case may be, sure, support secure borders, oppose terrorism from government and from Islam, wherever it comes from. Support the rule of law. But if you're calling for the abuse and the suffering of others because you hate them, you're the tyrant. You're the terrorist. And you're supporting the terrorists that we have running this country. Repent and support law, liberty, and justice.
Pretty powerful stuff, yeah, and it's the truth. I believe wholeheartedly everything he just said. Huh? And we have his brother, Nathan, on the line, I believe, with
we
us.
Do.
I'm not sure if Nathan agrees with everything his brother just said.
I'm pretty
we'll
sure
find out,
he does.
Guess, but,
good morning, Nathan. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning, folks. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Never stops.
We're fighting the fight. You know that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's
yes, I do agree with everything he just said. In answer to your comment.
Well, we kind of figured you probably did. Your brother is a firebrand. There's no question about it.
He always has been.
Well,
yeah, but you're not too far behind there, are you?
No. I have stuff. My conscience won't let me sit at home and do nothing. Not anymore.
Well, I think, that's becoming the trend, I believe, is that people are starting to step up into the fight because there's not going to be any choice after a while. I mean, you can sit by the side and do nothing, but can you look yourself in the mirror, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, indeed, that is the question. And look, at the rate we're going, the problem I see is people, so many people, think they're stepping up into the fight, but they wind up promoting division and hate. Now, of course, I'm not talking about everyone, but I see it commonly among the Patriot movement or any other movement that they say, well, we believe in liberty, except for those people. Whoever, you know, they're a person that they, person, the group they personally have a problem with, well, we believe in liberty unless you're them. They should all be thrown out, or they should all be killed, or, you know, they should, you should just run them over. And that ain't liberty. If it isn't liberty for everyone, it's not liberty for anyone. It's tyranny for a select group. And that's kind of been my message lately, is loving your neighbor as yourself means everyone, not just the people that you agree with or the people that you like or the people that make you comfortable.
Does that mean we should let the immigrants from every country in the world illegally come into our country even though they don't believe in our values and they would kill us all?
Well, of course not. It doesn't mean that you let anybody do anything that's illegal, and it certainly doesn't mean that you go in for this whole thing where, look, the guys that they bring in from, some of the ones they bring in from Mexico, a lot of the ones they bring in from the Middle East, those guys aren't coming here by themselves. They're coming here because they want to create, our government wants to create division, and they're inviting them and paying for them. And, but the other side of that coin is, the immigration issue has been used as a tool to divide the masses.
Yep.
And they purposely feed the flames on that, sometimes by actually bringing bad people in. We've seen that a lot of times. And it started, you know, in the 1930s. Once upon a time, they come to this country, it took 2 hours to become a permanent resident legally. You came into Ellis Island or one of several other courts.
By the tens
they
of thousands.
They did a quick record check on you. They checked you over for about 15 seconds to make sure you didn't have any obvious communicable diseases. You had to say your name in English, and that was about it. And, you know, my name is such and such. And you were in.
Well, and also, they wanted you to assimilate. I mean, in order to become a citizen, you know, you had to want to be an American. You wanted to have the values of an American. You wanted to obey the Constitution. They don't even deport you now, you know, after you kill people. You know, like the guy down there in San Francisco that killed the gal out there on the wharf. I mean, you know, so they're screening out the good people that want to become Americans and assimilate, and keeping and letting in the people that want to kill us all.
Well, of course. Of course that's true. Because, look, we have a terrorist government. And nobody wants to cause destruction and chaos to you and yours more than the government right now. And if they can do that through the force and fist of immigrants, and have a place for you to direct your hate towards, well, then, of course, they will. And, yes, I agree with your point. That is, obviously, if you have somebody come in who's a citizen of another country and they commit a crime, they violate someone's life, liberty, or property, then deportation is reasonable. As far as the assimilation thing, that's true. That was true to become a citizen.
Right.
However, there was lawful permanent residency for people that were not citizens. They could not vote, but they could live here.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if you want,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
If they wanted to vote, if they wanted to become an American, that was great, and they could get citizenship. But if they were a benefit to society, if they were by being productive people, they could be a permanent resident and just live here, and they could go home whenever they wanted, because they, like everyone else, were freemen.
Well, there
now, of course. Go ahead.
Just real quick, I'd kind of like to touch and expand on one of the things that you brought up about the broken immigration system, because we've talked about it many, many times on this show and other shows that they have broken the immigration system in this country. It's been broken intentionally, and we point to Ellis Island in a time without computers, without electronic record keeping and stuff, we were able to expedite tens of thousands of people a day to come to this country and become a functional part of our society. But what we've done while we have broken our immigration system, at the same time they have entered this program of issuing rights to illegal immigrants.
As well as benefits.
And benefits. And what that has done has really set up a second class of citizen that is entirely dependent upon the government for their welfare and their rights, because what the government grants them, the government can take the, away. And we've enabled basically slavery in this country, and I think it's disgusting. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head of why they had to break immigration. They had to break immigration and make it non-functional because the government wanted to start being in charge of welfare instead of the individual and the church. And if the government's in charge of welfare, they can buy votes. And so, once again, it all comes back to the same root. The start of welfare literally happened, the welfare system. And look, there's lots of people who are non-citizens and illegal immigrants on the welfare rolls, and there's lots of American citizens on the welfare rolls. If you want to be a deadbeat, you pretty much can. And they've enabled that system, and within 2 years of welfare becoming a thing under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, I believe it was, the immigration system was broken. None of this stuff was an accident. There was no just incidental breaking. It was all calculated. It was all planned to for the continuation of the elite seizing power.
Well, and who do you think the elite seizing power are? Is that our government? Is it the bankers? Is it the Rothschilds in England? What's your take? Is it Satan at the top of the pyramid? I don't know.
Well, of course it's Satan at the top of the pyramid. But beyond that, you know, I don't know exactly who's who and what's what. I've heard a thousand different theories, and probably most of them had an element of truth in them. What I know is anybody who is saying, I have more human rights, or they have more human rights than someone else, or there's such a thing as a victimless crime, there's such a thing as, you know, there's tons of different examples. Traffic tickets are an example. The war on drugs is an example. Not that I approve of drugs, but what someone wants, you do not have the authority to tell someone what they can own, as far as property. The only thing you can tell someone they can't own legitimately is another person. So, and I don't know who the elites are, but I know that anybody that wants to trample my rights or wants to trample someone else's rights, usually in the name of giving me more rights, is an enemy of liberty. Because no one can give me rights, and no one can give anyone else rights. Rights come from God.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that. I think one of the things that you're seeing with the immigration is, for example, right now there's you know, we don't have enough jobs for Americans, and they're letting a lot of illegal immigrants in here to take a lot of American jobs. But and that's part of the problem as well, because by offshoring and this takeover of the government through the collusion with the bankers or whatever who's doing it, you know, and this debasing of the monetary worldwide has offshored our jobs, so that we as Americans can't get jobs, let alone let, you know, an unlimited supply of illegal workers come in to take the jobs that are available. I mean, so that's a problem as well.
Well, yeah, look, though, I mean, I understand, and I understand what you're saying. I agree with you to a point, but think about this. If you were a businessman in America, and the American government came to you and said, well, we're going to take 30% more of everything you make, just arbitrarily by decree, and we're going to make you, we're going to tell you how much you have to pay workers, you can't work it out between you and them, and we're going to tell you how much insurance you have to have, we're going to force you to do business with private companies, and another country comes along, be it China or Germany or any other, Brazil, any industrial country, and they say, well, look, America's kicking you guys in the throat. What if you did business in our country? And we'd back off you.
Oh, I agree totally with what you're saying. That is the problem in a nutshell. The first part was you can't take my tax money because, you know, the power to tax is the power to destroy. See, you set up the system so you can do exactly what you're saying. The whole thing is contrived, because we wouldn't have that problem in the first place if we weren't being, you know, our money taken and told what to do in the first place, and we were a free society, and we would have the ability to make those decisions ourselves. We wouldn't have this immigration problem.
Yeah, exactly. Mandatory taxation is theft.
Yeah, and that's the start of it. And that's the 1913 and the Federal Reserve Act.
Yeah, good old Woody Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, the funny money.
Yeah, it's funny how funny that money doesn't become funny, because after a while it causes serious distortions in the world marketplace, and that's what we're seeing now worldwide. That's why we're seeing, you know, Venezuelan with a, you know, they had a, right now I think they got a 420% inflation rate, you know, and it's not coincidence that all of these economies are tanking through their socialism and the debasement of the currency and no sound money.
So let me see if I can kind of button this up and see if we're understanding you right. Is you don't agree with illegal immigration, but at the same time you believe that we need to acknowledge that the American people are complicit with illegal immigration because we allow socialist systems such as minimum wage and overtaxation to exist, and a broken immigration system that does not allow a functional process to become a citizen of this country.
That's mostly correct. The only thing I would add to that is the immigration system is broken to a point that I do not necessarily fault, just like all our other law systems, I don't necessarily fault someone who comes here outside the government-sanctioned means and makes a go of it and makes something of themselves.
Oh, I have no problem. I have no problem with them. It's not them that's causing the problem. It's the laws and the enforcement of the laws allowing him to get here in the first place without being, you know, vetted.
Yeah. See, I knew a guy down the street from me when I was a teenager, and in the eyes of the government, he was illegal. But he was a productive member of society. He fed his family. He took care of them. And he worked. And when we asked him, well, why didn't you go through the process? He said, because you can't. If I were to go through the process, I literally throw my name into a hat, and they randomly pick who gets to come here. It's basically gambling. It could take 20 years.
So,
and if you live in a place you got to get out of, well, 20 years isn't an option. America has, by the edict of its powers, ceased to be the land of opportunity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I understand what you're saying, and just because they're illegal doesn't mean they're immoral.
Exactly.
Basically, what you're saying is, how can we, people who ourselves are disgusted with our government and preaching noncompliance, turn around and nail somebody that is trying to do the best they can for themselves by not complying with an unjust government?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a tough one.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about loving your neighbor as yourself. And, you know, somebody said to Jesus, well, who's my neighbor? And, you know, Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan. And the moral of that story was, your neighbor is everyone. You need to help the people who are in need. You need to be looking out for each other. And so because of that, I believe that both, you know, a Mexican living in Mexico or in the United States or a Saudi Arabian is as much my neighbor as the house 100 yards from mine that my actual neighbor lives in. And those individuals are also the same amount of accountable for their actions.
Well, there has to be. I was just going to say there has to be some discretion in that, though, because, you know, again, just because you want to help your neighbor doesn't mean that you open the gates to your house and let them ransack you, take all your money, you know, so that you know, you can't help anybody else. And so that's,
well, of course. And the other factor is that we've lost terribly. I don't get to help my neighbor with your money.
Right, exactly. That's the whole point. Because if I'm taking money from you forced through taxation, that's not charity anymore. That's coercion. And that's extortion, as opposed to, you know, charitably, you know, there's an aspect of volunteering to do that through your own will, not coercion.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if my town thinks my neighbor's a bad person, my literal neighbor, the guy across the street from me, but he's having a hard time, and I say, okay, I'm going to go help him. Me and my wife, with our time and our money, are going to go help this guy. Well, that's fine, and my town's opinion of him isn't really relevant. But if I say, hey, we're going to go rob our other neighbor at gunpoint and take his stuff and give it to that guy, well, then I'm a criminal.
Right.
I'm a thief. I'm a robber.
Right. And you don't let the guys vote. who came in illegally. We're in California. They've opened up the door to let these people vote, so they can vote out the rights of the minority now. You know, the property owners and the people that live here.
But they're getting paid to do that.
Well, I agree with you completely on that, and I agree citizenship is a logical prerequisite to voting.
Right.
The other thing is, many Americans have gotten to this idea where you can vote on someone's rights. The majority opinion does not change my rights. A common example of this that Gavin uses is the rights, say, in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Some people say, well, what if they repeal those? What if they repeal those and we don't have those rights anymore? But it doesn't work that way. Those rights come from God, as all the Bill of Rights does is enumerate them. It does not give them to us. I had them already. I would have them no matter where I lived. So the majority doesn't get to vote and say, well, we don't think that, I don't know, Nathan should have free speech anymore, and therefore Nathan doesn't have it. It doesn't work that way. I don't get to vote and say, well, I think we should kill you guys because I don't like your radio station. If I get 51%, that doesn't give me the right to kill you. Or, you know, more realistically, I think we should vote and take land away from the timber guys in eastern Oregon because there's spotted owls there. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to vote to rob your neighbor.
Yeah, that's it. Well, let me ask you this question, too. You know, we all get the render under Caesar stuff, and, you know, I always tell them, you know, my take has always been, yeah, you render under Caesar, but you forget to read the whole passage. It said that, you know, the Pharisees sensed his, you know, he sensed their treasury, Jesus did, when they were trying to get him to say he didn't pay the tax. And so, you know, this whole idea that you're just supposed to hand over to Caesar all your money if he tells you to, because it's a good Christian thing to do, I'm not buying it. What about you?
I don't buy it either. That said, I currently do pay tax, because income tax and such, and the reason for that is I can't fight every battle at once. I can only, you know, as they say, pick one hill to die on.
Sure.
And, however, I do know people that don't, friends of mine, and I have no problem with that. When they say, to me, for one thing, it become, for starters, you know, so the whole idea of this nation is built on the fact that men are free. And but at the very base, you can make an argument, well, that's not the government, because this whole government was founded on the idea that I have the authority to give and keep by will what's mine. And beyond that, when somebody says to me, well, you have to give us money, and I say, well, okay, that's not just, but I'm going to give you that money because I don't want to start a war with you right now. I don't want to go to jail. I want to be able to keep fighting and keep spending time with my family. And then they say to me, we're going to use that money to kill babies, to support injustice and attack justice, to, you know, do all sorts of evil, anything that our heart can devise. Then I have an awful good case. No matter how strictly you take that biblical passage to say, look, this ain't Caesar's no more. I can't give Caesar money to rob my neighbor and kill children and support evil and harm good. So to me, if someone feels that their battle is not to fight the tax system and not to pay their taxes, I think that is completely legitimate, and I applaud them.
Hmm. Yeah, I probably better not expand on that too much, but I think everybody should own a business and deduct everything under the sun so that they can reduce their taxes
legally.
To zero legally if possible.
Take it to the line. Take it to the line as far as you can.
Yeah, because you're right. The real deal is that, you know, we have to revolt at some point with that because you can't continue to fund the beast. Right now, the beast is being funded by fiat currency as well as our tax money. I mean, the budget is, you know, almost $2 trillion over what they're bringing in taxes even. So they have to be cut off in both places. We have to, you know, and the fiat money system is coming to an end anyway. That's why the implosion is worldwide with the economics. But it's true. You can't keep funding this beast, and it's going to, you know, it's going to consume you one way or the other if we continue to do though.
Exactly. And that's the other factor. Things are getting dark in this country.
Yep.
And it's getting more and more intense, and people are getting more and more divided. And my message to them would be, look, quit trying to pick which faction you're a member of.
Right.
And find individuals. I don't care if they're white or red or black or what faith they claim. Find the individuals who are trying their best to do right by the fellow, by their fellow man. Don't focus too much on their flaws. Everybody has flaws. Find the folks who are willing as best they can to love their neighbor and work with them. And, you know, I have a ton of contacts in the Patriot movement who, you know, lately Black Lives Matter has blocked some roads. And I have major problems with Black Lives Matter's leadership.
Sure.
I do not have any problem with blocking a road in response to a murder. The founders of this country blocked roads. And to me, that's within the grounds of peaceful protest. And that's the thing. And everybody, you know, everybody wants to divide over everything. Well, they blocked a road, so I can never work with them.
The only problem I have with the blocking of the road is that, you know, if they're injuring other people, for example, somebody, you know, has to get to the hospital through the ambulance and they're blocking that road.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we have one case where that was a problem, and we have four or five where they let them through.
Right.
And my point is not go block a freeway. My point is stop trying to find reasons to divide and start finding reasons to unite.
I agree with that completely, because you're absolutely right. The divide and conquer strategy has been around since biblical times, and it's being, you know, it's used very well by the powers that be. You know, they use this strategy to keep everybody fighting amongst themselves so that we don't unite and look at the real problem and turn on them.
Yeah. I mean, let's take, for example, the American Indians. And sure, there's a lot of American Indians, just like there's a lot of white guys or a lot of anybody, a lot of humans, who aren't doing the right thing. But at the same time, there's a lot who are trying too. And they're having exactly the same problem that us out here in the West are facing. They show up, they take their cattle, they take their land, they say this belongs to us now. Literally, the only difference is the organization that comes and attacks them has the initials BIA, instead of BLM. And so,
we're going to have to go to a break, Nathan. Just hang on to that, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. If you have a question or comment for Nathan, give him us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
should hear, you should hear all the crap that's flying around the studio.
Well, it's true. It was easier in the 80s. You just had a good montage, and then you won.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we have visions of walking down the sidewalk dressed up like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
That's,
you know,
just not right.
And then everything's better.
I got a good hairdo. And
you like, two going down the sidewalk.
He touched my hair.
If you only knew what they look like, Nathan, you'd be laughing
Don't
like I am.
Touch my hair.
I'll swing by and visit sometime.
Yeah.
I assume that you're not going to be at the meeting tomorrow night.
I am not. I wish I could, but it wasn't feasible.
Oh, well, we're sorry. We was kind of looking forward to hopefully meeting you, but I guess we'll have to meet your brother instead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Feel bad for you. No, just kidding.
I have a brother, too. I understand completely.
I have two of them, and I really understand.
I just happen to be one of them.
I have five of them.
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Holy moly.
Are they all like you and Gavin?
They're all on board. They all agree. But, no, they're not all quite as...
outspoken? As
outspoken.
Committed?
Gavin and I, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a brother, too. I still got scars from some of the fights. You know, when you have a disagreement with your brother, it's like, okay.
Oh, I know.
It's like the pecking order pound.
Yeah, I got those salt rock scars.
You got salt rock scars. Where were we? Okay, so in the chat room, he brings up a serious point, you know, about this martial law thing that we've been talking about. I mean, that's what it looks like everything's being pointed towards, is that, you know, especially with this executive order that was posted on the White House website this last couple days ago. About, you know, they can now, you know, go after American citizens with the military force. I mean, if that doesn't scare the bejeebus out of you, then, you know, but what do you think? I mean, what are you guys' take on this? I mean, you know, how do you think that this should be handled in light of the current administration? Do we just hang on, you know, and hopefully elect somebody else, or do we have to take this into our own hands?
You're not just going to allow it. I don't want to say take into your own hands in the sense of violence. I'm a peaceful man. But
sure.
You're not going to elect somebody else that's just going to magically fix all the problems. Okay. I've been hearing that line since I was old enough to start talking, and it's just gradually gotten worse and worse and worse, and now it's getting a lot worse really fast. Mm-hmm. And look, Barack Obama and his government is an embarrassment and they're tyrants. But he certainly escalated the problem heavily, but he did not start it. The tyranny was already well on its way when he came into office, and George Bush helped it, and Bill Clinton helped it, and George Bush Sr. helped it, and all the way on down the line for many, many years, I can't even say how, I don't even know for sure exactly how many, the infringement of the rights of the individual and the people has been going on. So as far as the martial law thing, well, that's not law. The government imposing their will against the rights of the people when the people are righteously angry and righteously protesting is not law. So there's two questions that come into play. Will you comply with their lawless edicts? And if you will not comply, who are you going to stand with? Because if you do it by yourself, no matter how you want to go about doing it, one guy is really easy to kill.
Yeah, they proved that in Oregon.
They proved that in Oregon. They proved it with Randy Weaver. They proved it with Mr. Singer all the way back in the 1970s. I mean, they proved it at Waco. It's happened too many times.
Well, look at what they did with Peter Schiff's dad.
Yeah, Erwin Schiff was a martyr, basically. Died, you know, after being imprisoned for how many years? And, you know, gosh, I mean...
For breaking no law.
For breaking no law that they could actually convict him of. Well, look at what's going on with the Bundys and we hit on LaVoy Finicum a little bit there too. I mean, good grief, they go out and murder a guy alongside the road and imprison everybody else who really didn't do anything except a peaceful protest. But now you got Black Lives Matter showing up at the Republican convention armed to the teeth. They're not terrorists, but we are.
Well, that's the thing, and it's all nonsense. You know, and that, but the other factor of that is if you decide you will not comply, even when you refuse to comply peacefully, you are taking your life in your hands.
Absolutely.
Because our government are terrorists. So when you come to the decision that you're going to do that, that you're going to just say no. Saying no, however you choose to do it in this country, has become a crime, so-called, that is often punishable by death. But the question is, which is more valuable to you? Your life, your safety, that is, or your children's freedom? That's the question every American needs to be asking themselves right now. What is most sacred to me? Do I value my safety more than I value my children's freedom? And I think we probably all know the Ben Franklin quote about that.
Well, there's also Patrick Henry, who was pretty decisive on that as well.
Yeah. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Well, that's it, and that might be what we have to decide. And then you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a brave man? Am I a coward? You know, can I stand up? You know, will I fold? I mean, you know, there's a lot of brave men that have died in the course of history for good reason and for no reason at all. So, you know, those are a lot of things that you have to kind of, you know, you better come to grips with now beforehand, I think, because I've thought about that a lot lately, that, mm-hmm. you know, I've got three grandchildren that live with me right now, that if anything happens to me, they're in a lot of trouble. I mean, they don't have anybody right now to protect them but me. So, you know, of course, will they survive? Sure. But, you know, that weighs heavily on people, too, with that have kids.
Yeah, I have a son of my own. I understand that. And Gavin has five.
Yeah, and so, look at LaVoy. How many kids did LaVoy have, and he's still stood up for the right thing?
I believe he has 10.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my heroes. I mean, there's a guy that stood for what was right no matter what, and you can see from the tapes and everything that happened that he was a man of principles regardless of the situation.
Exactly.
One thing that I would like to point out, too, is if you can watch the LaVoy-Finicum thing and acknowledge and see that law enforcement is willing to blatantly murder an American citizen, don't be so close-minded to realizing that it's going on other places, too.
Exactly. Law enforcement, I shouldn't call them law enforcement, because by and large they're not enforcing the law, they're enforcing tyranny. But police in the United States, just in this year, since January, that we have news articles about, have shot and killed or beaten to death over 600 people.
And that's the problem. You've got good officers out there, but there's also a faction, and this idea of enforcing the law no matter what, because it's your job.
But my question is if those other quote-unquote good officers fail to hold the bad officers accountable, are they really good officers?
No.
They're
not a good cop. You're not a good cop because you don't beat me or shoot me on the side of the road because I was going 10 miles too fast, in your mind. You're a bad cop if you don't stop the ones who are. It doesn't make you a bad person, but it makes you bad at your job. Just like if I hire a bodyguard to protect me, I don't have one, but if I did, and I say, okay, I pay you so much every week, and your job is to protect me against those who would do me harm. And some men come to do me harm and start hitting me with clubs, and my bodyguard runs away. Well, the question isn't, is he a bad person or not? Maybe he's a great guy, but
he's a coward.
He's a bodyguard. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a coward.
He didn't do his job. And if you don't do your job, you're not good at that job by definition.
And isn't that the problem that we're having now with us in the United States, is us citizens, as the people, are not doing their job against the government?
Yep.
It is a across-the-board failure of accountability.
Yeah, it's not just the cops.
Right.
It's not just Congress. It's not just the president. It's not just the individuals. And when it comes right down to it, if we're honest with ourselves, I think every man or every person at some time has to sit down, if they're going to be awake and aware of what's going on, and go, okay, whose fault is this? And, you know, you always go down the list. Well, is it the Muslims? Is it the government? Is it, you know, the shadow government, the bankers or whoever? And the one person for me and for most others that I work with that it came down to, it's my fault.
Yeah.
I am accountable because I did not stand.
Yeah.
I do now, at least I try. But it is the natural tendency of governments and powers to become corrupt. That's not a surprise. That has happened thousands of times throughout human history.
Every time.
Well, yeah. I have a question for you. You and Gavin are out and about and across the states and everything. Are you seeing more people starting to unite across the states more than what we're hearing about, or
no?
Go ahead.
It grieves me, but no, I'm not. I see more and more people dividing and more people pointing the finger and saying it's that guy's fault.
And yeah, the blame game.
Yeah, and if we're to the point now, I believe, where it's unite or die. If not literally your death, then the death of many others and the failure of your country and the descent into chaos.
Wow.
Because, look, our founders, the founders of this country, didn't always get along so well. For a good example would be Thomas Jefferson and John Adams were very much at odds most of the time in private. But Thomas Jefferson and John Adams didn't go out in public and say, well, everything is the fault of Thomas Jefferson's faction because he said this and this and this. They said, no, the responsibility rests with us, and the enemy are the guys who are hurting people. To me, it's really that simple. Are they violating somebody's life, liberty, or property? If the answer is yes, then they are the enemy of God and the enemy of liberty, at least in that action. If the answer is no, and they're standing for something, then why aren't you standing with them?
Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff, I'll tell you. I got two quotes here, and I think they're very appropriate. One is, being informed is not enough. It makes no difference how much you know if you fail to act.
Exactly.
The other one I have is, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're kind of at.
I think it is, too.
Oh. Well, that was Ayn Rand, the last one. The other one was actually G. Edward Griffin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him.
I'm not.
He's the one that wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. It's about
I know who he is now. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time, been very instrumental in exposing the monetary system in the world,
mm-hmm.
and its control and tightening control. And I tell you, if you're Christian, you know, people say money's the root of all evil. But if you go to the real quote, which is the love of money is the root of all evil.
The love of money, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you tie this all together, boy, it's like the hair on the back of your neck is starting to stand up again, you know. It's hard not to believe that there's something there. I mean, you can ignore reality, but like I say, you can't ignore the consequences at some point.
Well, yeah, and I believe there's probably something there in most of these things. But the fact is, if the citizenry, if you and me, would hold our government, our employees, accountable for their actions, and would stop being bullied, and would stop asking them to bully other people for us to make us comfortable, then so many of these problems would begin to shrink and melt. Because the monetary issue, the issue that our money is fake. I mean, it is. It's pieces of paper or words on a screen that have no real meaning. But that, if you get the people back to the point of working together and not being enemies and not divided against each other and holding the government accountable, then you get to the point where people say, you know, in unison, wait a minute, why is our money fake?
Right.
And look, real soon, if the people do that, the money's not going to be fake anymore.
Well, unfortunately, I think that you have it has to hit hard enough to where it really smacks a lot of people right in the face in order for them to really understand how serious the issue is. And that's human nature. I mean, you know, gosh, until you're in Egypt and trying to figure out a way to get away, slavery doesn't mean a lot to you.
Yeah, I know, but I wonder, how hard does it have to get? Do any of us live in towns? I mean, I live in a town of 7,000 people, and there have been people shot down by the government in my town. And it's 7,000 people, and I'm going, how close to home does it have to get before you folks say, oh, I guess there's really a problem?
We're coming down to the last minute or so, Nathan. We want to thank you for coming
on. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
We want to stay in contact and maybe get you back on the show, or your brother as well, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. But, we're at the
end
of it, so we got to go.
Thanks again.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Hey, have a great day. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties and liberty above security and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Another mass shooting of police officers. Officials in Baton Rouge, Louisiana say three officers were killed this morning, three more wounded. East Baton Rouge Parish Mayor President Kip Holden.
This is Sunday. We're asking people to pray for the families, pray for those officers in general who put their lives in danger every day, and pray that there is a city that comes together.
Holden says with police community relations tense since the killing of Alton Sterling, this is a time which common sense must prevail.
The city needs to be the great city that it is, and I know I'm not, and a lot of people are not, going to let folk take this city back behind their personal agendas.
That audio is courtesy of WAFB-TV. A gunman has been killed, but two others may still be on the loose. Louisiana's governor at the hospital where police officers were taken following today's shooting in Baton Rouge. A spokesman says Governor John Bel Edwards.